Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
A similar piece of advice I would offer to people who are going to Epcot in Walt Disney World and are planning to ride Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. Do not eat in the Mexico Pavilion prior to that. There you go. That's all. That's what I have.
What if you had stuck to the ayahuasca diet before you rode that ride?
I still would have sprayed rice on.
Yeah, you would have been in the Epcot like Vision of Tomorrow, and raw nuts would be everywhere.
Be horrible.
She was going to treat you tonight.
Yeah,
but you treated yourself.
Yeah.
Hi.
You
ate like a hog.
Hi.
Thank you. I ate like a hog.
We're finishing the show. You ruining birthday dinner?
Oh.
Okay.
No, not at all.
I didn't.
What he did is he did, Rob. No, he elevated birthday dinner.
Oh, okay. Are you hungry?
Yes, very much so.
Of course you are.
Oh, come on.
You're driving and eating a burger?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta
it was
park.
2 o'clock. It was like 10 of 2. It was 10 of 2. I had to get back here.
Drive and eat a burger? That's the messiest thing around.
Not if you're good at it.
Not a mark.
Attaboy.
How do you accomplish that?
I'm skilled.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, I gotta play the music. I was making myself laugh. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I was yelling at Dan and I made myself laugh.
There was a sense of urgency.
I think you were prompting him. Yelling is a stretch.
And
it was a reminder.
Hey, why do we have Dan? Why do we have Dan O'Brien after Pony finally came back to work after a month?
He's Pony's working on some network training.
Okay, do you have to play some stuff, Rob?
I do. His name is Dude Walker, and he sounds like this.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
From St. Peter's Village, Pennsylvania, Marfa, Texas, Haifa, Israel, Gig Harbor, Washington, Istanbul, Turkey, and Milan, Italy. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We are delighted to have you along on a beautiful Wednesday. Another trip. How many people say that online now? Another trip around the sun.
I so genuinely hate that.
I hate that's my least favorite one, too. Yeah, I'm old. I'm 63. I had to hesitate because I really wanted to play the Beatles song, but I'll just have to wait if I live till next year when I'm 64.
Why you can't do you have do to that. Say it like cheat. That?
What do you mean?
If you live till next year.
Well, I mean, I'm just joking, sort of. There'll be a little bit of that in the show today. There's a health test.
There's another Beatles song we can play for you, Mike.
What's that?
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Paul played this on his most recent tour. He's 80 now.
Did he say anything about... God, he is.
He didn't say if I make it to 81.
Will you still need me when I'm 80?
No, what he did at the beginning of the show is he said, Dan! Dan!
Dan, Dan O'Brien, would you like to wish your hero a happy birthday?
Mike, happy birthday.
Clever. All right. Thank you, Dan.
Love it.
We are we're here. We're queer. We're not going skiing.
No.
So another year, a very nice birthday morning with Carla brought me some flowers.
No treats? No pastry flowers. Treats?
That's she sweet. Is. She got me some shorts, really nice shorts that are in a smaller size. Which
you got the chubbies.
Fun. I was not a Greg Norman guy, and I'm not a Liv Golf guy, but I really have never been in the Greg Norman zone, and I am now, so I'm wearing my Greg Norman shorts
are they
today,
high?
Which is fine. They're about a little over the knee.
If you get a little, if you get a little heavier, you are Faldo-y.
What's that mean?
You're like Nick Faldo, but you're doughy.
Sir Nick.
Sir Nick
Faldo, the one that just couldn't stand working with Jim Nantz anymore.
Hey, Nick, come back.
Yeah, but the new shortcut for men is like a lot of thigh these days.
Not in my wheelhouse.
Okay.
I don't think that.
And these
I think
are
you're
cutoffs
talking,
that you got.
Yeah, they're jean cutoffs. And I'm going tubing later.
Nice.
Now, Shannon's purchased some of these shorts, and I was like, it might be a little too revealing for your boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But as long as Carla's knows what you like, and you got what
I don't like short. I don't like those. They're too, it's right in between. I don't like the
cargo shorts.
On shorter men, you will see the regular golf shorts that go over the knee, and that's a silly look. And then the men that, yeah, but you don't see it that much. Although I was on the phone with my daughter.
Yes.
Sitting outside of where I work out. And saw a man walk in. He was not wearing shorts. He was wearing sweatpants with just the most beautiful colored teal muscle tank top.
Mm. Nice.
But he was older, and he just looked. He stopped me. I said, "That's an interesting looking man."
Striking or in shape?
Tremendously in shape.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And perhaps a future friend of yours.
A future lover, perhaps.
Perhaps. Yeah, it sounds like it.
He was just, it looked like he might be in the life, which was fascinating to
That's
me
cool.
Because the color palette was one that you don't see on some of the old farts down here. So I was just, I'm literally in a conversation.
You're wearing teal.
In a conversation.
Yeah, this shirt looks, I was shocked.
That doesn't look teal to me because the cameras are all
gotcha.
But it looked really good on the screen.
Well, they're not effed up. It's from perspective for you.
Yeah, for me. Yeah.
His vision is going.
thank you. Thank you very much. So, getting back to the whole thing, he stopped me as I was talking, and I just had a wonderful conversation with daughter number one, and hopefully around midnight, Catherine will leave me a voicemail, because she's a creature of the night. She's been nocturnal since she went to the workforce.
Ever since
I thought Catherine would be daughter number one.
Well, Catherine's daughter number one, and then Elizabeth's daughter number two.
That's a Freudian slip.
My son.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, stop that. Stop that. I love both of them equally. Yes. I love all my children the same.
Just like the Dutton
all
boys.
Of them. Yeah. No, this is not a Jamie situation. Rob, remember when we called you Jamie the other day?
Yes. It was very flattering. The,
poised and disappointing.
Rob is Jamie. Oscar's Casey. What did we decide Pony was?
The newly born calf.
That's a Yellowstone reference.
Yes.
That's very cool. So I can't tell you how many nice people reach out, and it matters. And for all
did
of us,
did anyone yell this to you, Mike? Did anyone yell? Worth it.
Hey, everyone, here comes the cake.
Happy birthday to you.
From Bonanza.
Happy birthday to you.
Worst writing.
Oh, horrible and horribly acting.
Worst acting and writing in the history of TV dramas. This is from Bonanza. Hey. Lorne Greene, the Patriarch. Ben Cartwright.
Boys, I...
That's him.
Just don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed. This is what all the secrecy was about.
We've been planning it for weeks, Pa.
Took a little bit of doing, too, Paul.
Well, I appreciate it. Why this particular day?
Because it's your birthday.
Oh, Adam, we all know my birth records were lost. I've never known my birth date.
Well, we do now. Took a lot of letter writing, but we finally traced the daughter of your old family minister, who had recorded it also.
It's wonderful. Real thoughtful of you, fellas. I've always missed having a regular birthday.
Yes.
How old am I?
Oh, you'd be surprised, Pa.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Fellas, how about a song in honor of Pa?
No! No, wait a minute.
There's something I'd like to say. Well, maybe I can say it best in this song.
I was living in a devil town.
Lorne Greene.
Yeah,
Rob and I were talking before the show, the best line. Who had recorded it also?
The daughter of an old family minister who had recorded it also.
That's Lorne Greene, Ben Cartwright, Michael Landon as...
Little Joe.
Little Joe, Joe Cartwright, and Dan Blocker as Hoss Cartwright.
Do you know that after Dan Blocker passed, his son continued to get work on Little House on the Prairie from Michael Landon?
Mm. I had no idea. Was he big like his daddy?
Yeah, you could tell who it was. You absolutely could.
Really? You could say so he's a big strapping guy?
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. So right before the show, I haven't responded to a lot of text messages, but right before the show, I see Jimmy sent a movie. And so I turn it on.
Softcore.
And there's these fingers on this old piano that play Happy Birthday. And it's Jimmy.
It's Jimmy.
Let me.
Really?
I'll play it on my
please,
phone.
Please.
Okay. So let's see if we can get this to go through here. Okay. All right.
I love when an old
piano. I've never gotten that from Jimmy.
I love when an old piano sounds like chimes. It's just so. I didn't know Jimmy played the piano.
Well, he clearly doesn't. Play that again.
Well, he does a little bit. Yeah.
That was like little Michael 10 lessons ago.
He hunts and pecks. He did.
You know, you just never know with him where he's going to just
Like, he is. Everybody should have it. They should be lucky enough to have a Jimmy Cerrito in their lives.
You know, Alan Goodman, you know, the character Charlie Stueg, Stabilag. Alan Goodman once said to Don and myself on the Don and Mike show, every show should have a Charlie.
Every show should have a Jimmy.
And by the way, at that time, every show had kind of the.
Yeah. I liked the days of morning radio when there was a cast of 14 on a radio show.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But it was nice. And then our old friend Cappy Pfeiffer called and we chatted for a good long time. And, you know, it was just I made a little contact with people I haven't spoken to in a long time. It was great. So all in all, really, really good. I'm very, very happy. And, you know, even though I waited 2 hours and 15 minutes to get an oil change, I'm still doing really,
was
really well.
Was it the Jiffy type dealership or another type dealership?
No, it's a dealership. It was a car dealership. Okay. It's where I got the car. So, Rolls Royces, Rob. Rolls Royces. You know, it's not just an oil change. They check the points and they rotate the tires.
Patronize the dealership.
Your outfit covers everything, right? For like 100,000 miles.
What's that?
The Genesis.
I don't know if it's 100,000. Is it 100,000? Because it was free today.
It was free today. They have an aggressive service in just like, buy this car, we'll take care of everything.
I thought I read on the contract 12,000 miles or a year that they'll do. Maybe it's true. Huh?
Lease it or buy it?
I bought it.
Okay, you might have a longer warranty than that.
But I mean, I could be wrong. I didn't know. And you know what I also didn't know? When he said an hour and 45 minutes, it was going to be 2.5 hours.
Jeez. Yeah, that's missing it quite a bit because an hour and 45 is no bargain.
This guy is really, really nice. And we chat. And I said, well, this is a great first experience going into your dealership. And then 2 hours goes by. Then it's 2 hours and 15 seconds.
How's their waiting room? Do they have any accoutrements for you?
They had coffee and they had cheatable snacks.
Okay.
As I told you on the text they had stroopwafels. I give them credit. I fell off the wagon today.
Oh,
badly.
You got a birthday call from Jimmy. You said someone else called you.
Yeah. But I mean, it was all on my own, and I was taking my kid to his little golf school.
Yeah.
And I was like taking my car in. And so, in between, after I worked out, so not only this is how the day started with the cheating with food. They have two separate waiting rooms. One was very sparse. And then I wasn't aware that the other one was where all the Hyundai and Genesis people hang out, and that they had everything. They had coffee, and they had a snack layout, and they had a coffee machine that made specialty coffees
Maybe the sparse waiting room is like the high-dollar slots room at a casino. Was there a rope in front of it?
There was a coffee machine, and then there was a TV that was up against a black background. I didn't even know there was a TV there. So a lady comes around the corner and says, hello, is there anything I can get you? I said, yeah, I'm about to pour myself a cup of coffee. She said, well, we have a butter machine around the corner, and we also have snacks. I'm like, all right. I figured I was going to be there for an hour and a half. I'll go snacks just to look. And then I had a latte. And then with my latte, I noticed that they have a little confection that I'm quite fond of. I've rarely talked about it on the show, but they had a biscotti.
Yes.
Wrapped in a little, you know, plastic wrapper. And
like you would
that's
get on
when
an
I
airplane?
Broke the dam.
Like when you get on an airplane? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I broke the dam. And then I noticed when I went up to get something else.
Yes.
Because I'd broken it. I'd fallen off. It's like a heroin addict.
Sure.
If that was alcohol and I was in one of those movies, I'd be like, you know, walking into the boardroom meeting at 10 o'clock in the morning going, yeah, I don't understand. I would be Denzel Washington inverting that plane. Mm. That's what I would be doing.
Okay.
I
am your car, your Genesis is ready. Mickey Rourke? Yeah.
Have it delivered to the house.
Yeah.
So I go and I see Stroopwafels.
Hello.
And so I grab one and then, you know, you can't just eat one. It's like potato chips.
Well, how
many
are there in a pack?
Well, there was not a pack. It was just one individually.
It was open for grazing.
It was fun, individually wrapped Stroopwafel. And at this point, there's a lady on my right who's noticeably prickly. Okay? Is that the way I would describe it, right?
Yeah.
Just kind of not
doing
anything.
You can tell when someone's in a bad mood.
Somebody's just prickly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm self-conscious for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
Was she giving you the eye because you think?
No.
Okay.
No, I was so shy and bashful that I wasn't even looking at her, you know, but I just felt the vibe. And I said, I really shouldn't go. That's so piggish to go up and get another. Yeah, you're hungry. You've broken the dam. Yeah. And I went out and got a second Stroopwafel.
You should. You bought an automobile from these people. They owe you.
So then I go out after 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Right.
I say to the guy, just wanted to get an update. You said an hour and 45, maybe 11 a.m., maybe you know, 2 hours. He said, oh, hold on a second. So he says, I'll be back in a couple of minutes. So he goes back, and I'm just standing. He says, stay right here. Stay right here. So I stay right there. And as he goes up, I don't have anything to look at. I'm looking on his desk, and I see on his desk my keys on a sales thing.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, so he's checking it, but how would they get the car if the car?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not thinking about it. At this point, the guy from the shop comes back, not the service advisor, and the guy from the shop goes, there it is. And he smashes his finger down because he's pissed.
Yeah.
Right there, that's where it's been. And apparently this thing's been sitting there for a decent chunk of time.
Oh, no.
The so I don't know how long
the
it
work
was.
Order, they just misplayed
it? The fact that, no, they returned my car. My car was done.
Done.
And so, but he was a super nice guy, and we chatted a little bit, and then I took off. Then it's down to work out, have a nice conversation with Cappy as I'm driving down. And then at the conclusion of working out, in my brain, I remembered our conversation yesterday regarding DQ.
Yes.
And that they had fantastic burgers. There is a DQ.
Highly rated.
I think this was actually the bonus show.
Yeah.
Point of order.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Because we used the list about the
You've
top burger.
You've been fantasizing about this for some
time
this,
now. This dates back to Friday.
Yeah.
Why did I think it was yesterday? Because I'm 63 and I'm losing it. You know, I'm losing my buttons.
Why are my keys on this counter? I don't know.
I've been thinking about the Blizzard Dairy Queen burger combo for some time as well.
I didn't go there.
Oh.
Because I'd had the biscotti and the Stroopwafel.
Don't go there.
And I'd had the biscotti and the Stroopwafels, plural.
Where would
so
you go?
So I didn't go there.
I think the Germans, if they pluralized it, Germans would call it Stroopwafeln.
Did you go to the number one on the list?
Oh, the Butterburger?
The Butterburger.
No, I didn't go to Culver's.
You did go to DQ.
The Butterburger, I just said I went to DQ.
Well, Oscar's trying to
listen to learn.
No, listen to me. Oscar thinks that you didn't go to DQ.
What?
Yeah,
I went to Dairy Queen. I went to Dairy Queen.
Right.
And top five, top three.
That's
how good it is. Yes. Above, well above average. Now, listen, I haven't gone with the burger and fries in a very long time. Months.
Yeah, well, the fries have to be judged separately, too, though.
But just on the burger alone, fantastic.
What were the toppings it came with, or what did you order?
Lettuce, tomato, pickle, and I believe a little ketchup.
Nice.
I'm not sure what else
Good
was
job.
On there. I had to make a tough U-turn coming out of the DQ, that pissed me off, you know, because when you get that food, you know this from going to a fast food place, and you're wanting to ingest it as quickly as possible. You think two things are happening. Everybody's against you. Everybody's trying to, you know. I thought for sure when I had a quarter of this burger in my greasy little paw as I'm driving back home that there was a lady that was in a Camry that was next to me that was matching my f***ing speed.
Oh, I swear to God.
So she could watch me eat.
Hold the phone.
Yes.
You're driving and eating a burger?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta
It was
park.
2 o'clock. It was like 10 of 2. It was
you
10 of 2. I had to get
and
back
eat a
here.
Burger? That's the messiest thing around.
Not if you're good at it.
Not a mark. Not.
Attaboy.
How do you accomplish that?
I'm skilled. I know how to eat a burger. I know how to keep it in the paper.
I was going
to
say,
and I know how to nibble it around the edges, and I don't attack it. Mm. You know, I don't eat it like with massive bites. I nibble it like one of your rats.
You know, I've never in my life would I ever
take small bites, and I go around the perimeter of the burger, and I hold the at least one quarter to one half of the burger in the paper it's wrapped in.
My mind is blown. This is a true fat man trade craft.
This is great
yes,
stuff. Yeah,
absolutely. And
I've
by
done
the way,
it a million times.
Not one of the more challenging burgers, and it was a double cheeseburger. So
because it's
it
your
was
birthday.
Because it's my birthday. Because it's my birthday.
Here comes the cake.
Carla's going to be pissed. Birthday or not.
You say pissed. Burgers are hard to eat in the car. I tell you that they're not. You know what is hard is ribs.
Ribs?
Rob, when he would eat his full rack of baby back ribs with his fingers.
Dainty. Yeah.
By the way, you know, he'd come up to an intersection and they think he's murdered somebody in the
yeah,
car.
Yeah, it looked horrible.
With all the horrible barbecue sauce.
It was horrible.
Oh, God, we got to get our guy on.
Yeah,
right,
we do.
Sorry about this.
Sorry.
That's all right.
All right, enough about we'll get more. We've got a lot on the show today. We've got a Carrie Under the Knife update.
Yes.
We have a Rob Health update. Mm-hmm. We have an Oscar Rat update. Mm-hmm. And more fun and more thrills coming up. But now it's time for our talking head. This is Rob told me this person's been on the first, second time talking head. He was on with you guys when I wasn't around.
Mm-hmm.
And there we go. Just put him right in before I even do the. Someday we will manage to do this like a regular program.
We've got,
you know,
we've
what
got
I mean?
Dan it's O'Brien just a, on the other
I know.
Side.
Yes.
New I guy. Know. Hi, Dan. This
Hi,
is Mike.
Mike
Oppenheim. Mike is our first return talking head. I just mentioned that because he has a story to tell. Mike found us while Googling Oscar Santana. And he's been a podcast Thank listener you. Since episode one. He is married, second time, attaboy, to Ilana. They've been married a couple of years. Alice is their 11-month-old daughter. Wonderful. They live in Phoenix, Arizona. Great town.
Lucky man.
Where he works as a book indexer. I'll find out about that. He has previously worked as a musician, filmmaker, author, and is currently hosting a podcast called Coffin Talk.
I love
oh,
it.
Oh, wow. In his spare time, Mike eats avocados. The whole tray? Anyway, facilitates writing workshops and hangs with his family. His favorite thing about TMOS, he loves when we approach the nexus of mean and sincere. See, I don't think he's a minority in that group.
No,
but I certainly think there is a counter group when it comes to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You softies know what I'm talking about, all right? Sometimes you've got to tell it like it is. That's just the way it works. I like him already. And Mike once went to Ecuador and did ayahuasca.
Ooh, this is it.
Awesome. 4 times. Oh, wow. Intrigued. You should be. Here is Mike Oppenheim. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm really excited.
I got to lead with the end.
Yeah.
I got to get right to the ayahuasca.
That was the surprise. That was the surprise,
that,
you know?
Well, because we were talking about it and I was watching. Yep. That's when I did a little dive on Joe Rogan and Ron White, right? The comedian Ron White who
Tater
was
salad.
Talking. Bennington. I say, I do, Fezzi, I'm going to do ayahuasca.
Yes. I went down to the Philippines. I licked a toad, Fez.
Oh, man. Fezzy.
Look at that, these toads.
They dip these toads in water. They boil it, Fezzy. It's great. Just get you tripping. Anyway, so four times ayahuasca. So recently or when did you do that?
Well, I did it. The first three times I did it was in one like 5-day period in Ecuador in 2017. And then I recently did it again with my wife, and I only did it once with her. That was her request.
Your new wife.
Yes.
Ron, when I was watching Rogan, Ron White talks about a lady that wigged out, and some people get pretty ill, vomit on it. And what was your personal experience? Well, if you did it four times as well. I loved it. Did you? What was the experience like?
Well, okay. So first off, just the giant disclaimer. I am not here to like express the belief that people should do this drug or that it's, you know.
Yeah, you're not advocating. You're saying you're going to experience. Yes.
I'm here to share an experience. That's all. I am definitely not a person who proselytizes it. So,
and you were legal when you did it because you were in Ecuador.
Yes.
Okay.
And I've done it legally only, and that's also important. And that's why I'm more than happy to come on and talk about it.
Okay.
Also, the fourth time I did it was because my wife wanted to do it. I was set after three to not do it again.
Oh, okay. So you, you know, you're not here saying, man, you must. So you, so what of the four times, obviously you have a first and a last time and a couple in the middle. What was the experience like, and were there any great moments or any scary moments?
My life is so much better because I did ayahuasca, and I'm so thankful that I did it. It is the most important decision I made at the time I made it. But with that, there's a caveat, which is it is a drug for sure, but it's more of an experience than a drug. And the way I would relate that is like getting drunk is just getting drunk. That's a drug. But if you drink with your friends and you after a funeral to like celebrate the dead, that's more of like an experience in which alcohol is a part of that. And that's how I would relate ayahuasca is that.
Okay. I'm with you. I'm following with this. I have to get right to when you talk about one of the most important decisions you've made. Ayahuasca can be used for a variety of reasons. Obviously, there may have been some reasons that you were doing it, correct?
Correct. I had just gotten through a divorce, and I'd spent 6 months as a part-time single dad. So my ex-wife and I were sharing our child and splitting the weeks. Okay. To tell the story, I have to tell it in a certain order or else it won't make sense.
Please, take your time. I'm fascinated. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Right, riveting. Okay. Go ahead.
This is just like Pulp Fiction.
We're ready to believe
you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I was always interested in taking ayahuasca because I had heard from people, it's phenomenal. It'll change your life. Mm-hmm. And I'm just one of those people, tried acid in college, tried shrooms in college. Why not? I'll try something once. And especially when I hear intelligent people talk about it. And that's very important. I had heard like intelligent men and women say, this experience helped me, blah, 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 blah. So after a divorce, from listening to you, I'm going to say, you know, so that's
of
me,
course.
You know.
I related to what you were saying a moment ago about doing the part-time dad thing.
Yeah.
You see therapy, you know, you seek therapy. You need to figure out what part of the horrible calamity of the divorce was your fault and what part was the other person's fault. So that
I'm
you
with
can,
you. You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I decided ayahuasca might be like a shortcut to that. And it was. So I flew to Ecuador, and it was a vacation package. Like there's all these resorts in Ecuador. There's not resorts in Bolivia, Oscar, but it is like available there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's just people don't really go there for tourism right now.
Yes, so, they don't go there if they're from there either. I mean, that's just
a
little scary place to be right now.
So Brazil, Peru, and Ecuador are the three places where people usually go on these tourist packages. So I booked a package and it was for three sessions in 5 days. So I wasn't like really doing it three times so much as one session, which was three. All three experiences were so similar and same, like part of the same result that I'm just going to kind of talk about them as if it was one.
Okay.
Dissecting them would be minutia that no one would care about. So
you're doing a great job. I love this. This is go. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, cool. So I flew into Ecuador. Everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong. It was like the hardest trip ever. I was taking six flights. I had to change all the stuff. And it was before COVID, but it was just getting to this small town in Ecuador was very hard. And, one of the reasons that the trip was hard is that before you do ayahuasca, they tell you very strongly to follow the ayahuasca diet for 2 straight weeks. And the ayahuasca, the ayahuasca diet is basically white rice, fish, olive oil, eggs, raw nuts, and plantains.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's like every Sunday at my mom's house.
Wow.
So, not bad, except for the plantains. I'm not much big on the starchy bananas.
Oh, plantains.
So actually, because of where I live and everything, I did forgo the starchy bananas for the diet. But I did eat the rest of it very consistently for 2 weeks. And I'm going to mention this now because I said it's out of order. I am the only person I know who has not thrown up on ayahuasca all 4 times. And I'm also the only person I know who followed the ayahuasca diet. So,
oh, okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Do they mention to you that following the ayahuasca diet, that is perhaps going to minimize any gastrointestinal distress that you might be under when you take the concoction? Yeah.
They do recommend that. They more importantly say, and this is where it gets esoteric and hippie, but you have to respect the medicine. It's not of this earth. It is beyond what we comprehend and have in our conceptual structures. It's, again, if you've done magic mushrooms or you've done acid, even if you smoked pot, you've changed your state of consciousness. You know that like things are not always what they seem, that we have consciousness when we wake up, consciousness when we dream, consciousness on drugs, even alcohol, it lowers your consciousness, but it's still changes it. So
may I offer a piece of advice also not related to what you're talking about, but a similar piece of advice I would offer to people who are going to Epcot in Walt Disney World and are planning to ride Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. Do not eat in the Mexico Pavilion prior to that. There you go. That's all. That's what I have.
What if you had stuck to the ayahuasca diet before you rode that ride?
I still would have sprayed rice all over. Yeah,
you would have been
wall.
In the Epcot like Vision of Tomorrow, and raw nuts would be everywhere.
Be horrible. So you do this, and we digress there for a second. Just continue.
Okay. So following the diet to me is very important. The other thing I just want to mention is if you're on MAO inhibitors, of which I'm not, but if you're on them, you certainly know you are, you cannot take those before you do it. So there's a certain class of people who, if you need to take those MAO inhibitors, you just can't do ayahuasca.
Is that an antidepressant you're talking about, an MAO
inhibitor? I believe it's in most,
like a Prozac, Lexapro, that type of thing?
I thought it was something against Chinese communism.
Oscar, you're out of here.
Yeah, but you can, I mean, with the doctor's permission, you, of course, can stop taking it.
Yeah, but we're all sad eggs.
Yeah, but you got to wean yourself off it. Otherwise, you got the bad day if you got to ease off that stuff.
I don't know.
You'll just yell at your coworkers.
Yeah, sometimes it's a bad day for you. Sometimes it's bad for your coworkers. But somebody's going to have a bad day.
One day Mike didn't take his meds.
One day?
You're approaching the nexus of sincerity and meanness. Yeah. And I love it.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Shut up, Rob. Shut up, Oscar.
Happy birthday.
So it's my birthday. I can tell them to shut up. So you do this.
Wow.
Thank you. So your first, and it's a series of experiences. Go ahead.
So I fly to Ecuador. Everything that could possibly go wrong goes wrong, including like a fight in the airport between people and the airline that has canceled the flight for no reason and won't explain why they've canceled. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again.
Yeah.
When I tell the story to anyone from Latin America, they just nod.
That's about right. Yeah. Yes.
You understand it, Oscar, right?
Mike, they cancel because they want to cancel. And there's no can you tell me when the next, we'll let you know when we let you know.
I get it. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're uptight by the time you arrive at the resort.
It was hard, yeah. So I finally get there, and they're like, hey, you got an hour to throw your bag somewhere and then come over here, and you're going to drink this scary medicine, and you know whatever's going to happen is going to happen. So the first night, there were 27 of us, and we're in a circle by a campfire, and it's a very, very like strong ritual experience. So it's very important to them, the people who do this, the shamans, that you follow protocol. So for example, when you get up to purge, AKA either vomit or use the facilities, you have to walk around the fire like a certain direction. And then there's like tons of people there who work there who are out to help you. So like if you raise your hand, they'll help you stand and walk. Now here's where it gets weird. For me, I was always fully conscious. I'm not saying I like would have driven a car, but I 100% could have gotten in a car and driven it the whole time I was on this thing. Mm. Oh, yeah. I know other people who are locked in to a fantasy where they were like a panther in the jungle and they didn't even know where they were and they had to be like shaken awake. So I just cannot stress enough that your experience is going to be yours. There's like no stories with overlap from anyone I've talked
okay.
to.
Okay. Hmm. All right.
My luck, I'd be like a llama stuck in the Andes.
I'd just be screaming. You know, stop the monkeys.
I would just say, do you have any more of this? It's delicious.
Yummy. Can I get a scoop of vanilla ice cream with that, please?
And some toast.
Actually, I have to mention, it is the most disgusting tasting thing I've ever had. I've had it, like I said, four times.
Can you,
do you get a gag reflex
flavor?
When you take it?
Jägermeister that's thick and stale. That's how I would describe
That sounds nasty.
It is so disgusting. And they ask you to do this, and I did it, unfortunately, the first three times. I refused it on the fourth. But they have you snort tobacco juice before you do it to clear your pineal gland, which is apparently,
God!
Yes,
tobacco juice is one of the most nausea-inducing substances on the planet. Wow, that's weird.
I had quit smoking for 10 years, so I was very afraid when I did it, but it didn't.
It won't do it. It'll just make, I chewed tobacco in the back of Mrs. Dino Masso's Volkswagen Bug. And I barfed my guts out. I mean, I haven't thrown up that much in my life, but I've been talking about it a lot lately.
Two key stories lately.
Yes, vomiting. So when you talk about the positive, that it just, it was life-changing, what did it do for you?
Exactly. So I thought about how to make this as succinct as possible. And the way I would explain it is it makes you vulnerable, and then it also makes you unable to defend yourself with yourself. So your usual mechanisms of psychological denial, suppression, repression, convenient forgetting, like whatever your trick is to keep yourself the victim or the like good person, like whatever that thing is. And again, therapy can get you here. That's why I keep saying you don't need this drug, but it does something that therapy does, which it makes you see yourself much more clearly, not even the way others see you, just like in this like ultimate sense. And so,
great therapy is about clarity.
Yes.
Accountability. So important, just having, well, not necessarily accountability as much as clarity of thought, clarity of being true. What did you say?
You might need more therapy. You have to be accountable for what you've done as well.
Well, no, did your therapist make you walk a certain direction before you went to the bathroom?
No. But when he talks about clarity, I get it. And that leads me to the other question. I'm going to assume that when you were done with this, you reached out to your ex, right? Did you do that?
Now you're getting to the part of the story that is going to make some portion of your audience think this guy is lying, and the rest are going to say 100% I believe him. This is incredible. So okay. I'm just going to preface it with that.
Good tease.
Yeah. And as someone who is a professional writer and all these other things, I can tell you that there's plenty of more information I can share, but I'm going to give a very quick, tight version because I respect you and your show. So while I was on ayahuasca, I had one superhuman ability that I now permanently have. And it was the ability to check in on anyone I know and see their spinal cord. And based on how black to pure and white it was, I could tell how they are feeling about their life. Not their day, but their life. The proof I have of this is I was taking notes as I was on it, and I wrote down the names of 10 people who had grayish to black spines that I love, and I wrote them an email the next day, and all 10 wrote me back to say, I have no idea how you knew this, but I have been more depressed, more angry, more whatever thing I told them than I've ever been in my life, and you helped me so much by talking to me about this. So one friend, for example, I said, your hatred of Donald Trump is ruining your own life. You need to stop focusing on politics. Put the newspaper away. It's not about being wrong or right. And he wrote me back and he said, my wife actually threatened me with a divorce a week ago because I won't stop talking about politics.
What's his name, Mike O'Mara? Said,
I'm not going to play that. I'm not going to play the game of devil's advocate. I'm not going to do that and say, you know, well, you could imagine everybody felt like that. You know, if you're a certain political mind. I get that. Were there any people you reached out to with positive analysis that was spot on?
No, because I didn't what I did with those people is I just wrote them and said, thank you so much for being a great friend. Thank you for supporting me. Yeah, yeah. So I did. And again, this is what I said about the permanent change. I'm like an ambassador of peace and love now. I'm a total hippie. I just am. And I'll never go back. I believe that we should be nice to each other before everything else. I'm still a terrible monster when I argue with my wife, asked her from this morning. Mm-hmm. So I still have all my personal problems. But the difference is I see how pointless the anger is. It made me so aware of what a monster anger is. And so I see it differently. And again, I'm flawed. I just want to make this over and over again clear. So it didn't make me. Oh, sorry, did you want to?
I was going to say, of the three of us, who has the darkest spine?
Can you see our spines right now?
I can't do it right now. I could actually do it later if you want. I can try it.
I'd love that. Be in touch with me. Sure. Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah, I have to close my eyes and meditate to get into that phase. But you
don't need, you could call one of us, you could call Rob and talk to Rob and do a, drop a little analysis on us.
Yes, I could. And I will go as far as,
because we're disc jockeys first and foremost. Yeah. I have to tell you that. We lap this up like Cheerios.
It's the best.
We love this stuff. We really, really do. And I have to give you a little tip here that, my state of mind right now is as peaceful as it's ever been in my lifetime. It truly is.
This man is lying.
That is not true.
Carla wrote in to me directly. She said, please tell Mike he's in trouble.
Yeah. About the food?
Yes. How you feeling now?
Thanks. I'm saying I'm in a really peaceful state, and you have to urinate all over it, Oscar.
I see his spine
getting darker and darker. Jesus. All right. Well, we are out of time. I mean, yeah, I
and don't analyze Pony. We already know his spine
so
is black.
Fascinating. Yeah. So fascinating with this. We have to have you back on.
I want some closure on this. This guy hasn't given us any
answer. There's a huge detail I'm leaving out that I wanted to share.
What happened with the ex?
Okay, so this is the really sad, weird version. And actually, Oscar and Rob, when they had me on earlier, they know part of the story, but I'm going to retell it. So I was married to a woman. She was born in Houston, Texas, to two parents from Thailand. Mm-hmm. Her parents are not U.S. citizens. She is by birth. She moved to Thailand with her parents when she was 6 months old. She came to America in 2010 to get a master's degree. I met her in the first year of her master's program, my second year of the same program. We started dating, we got married, we had a child, a son, and we went through this divorce. And the whole time we were going through the divorce, she was crying and saying, I can't split him with you. I can't split custody. And so I was told by many people, don't let her take him to Thailand. She'll never come back. And I said, that's totally BS. People don't do that. And so my lawyer told me, if you suggest that and you don't allow vacations, this will be hung up in court and you'll seem like abusive and controlling, is what she said. So she said, you should not do this. You should just trust her and let her go. So we got divorced, and I, for a birthday present to show my best foot forward, I gave her an early vacation with him. I said, you can go on vacation this year in October. She made plans to go to Thailand for 2 weeks. I made plans to go to Ecuador and do ayahuasca. While I was on ayahuasca, she had called me every day and FaceTimed me with my son, who I raised every single day of his life and love beyond earth. And while I was on ayahuasca, I got the message, you should share your son differently. When you get home, call your ex and let her move back to Thailand and just insist on summers and winters with your son. It's the right thing to do. I know that it hurts. I know you're going to cry, but it's the right thing to do.
Cool.
She hates America. She's not American. She doesn't know how to get along here. This divorce has trapped her, blah, 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 blah. So I come home and it's a Friday night. She's supposed to return on Sunday. I have dinner with my dad. And I say, Dad, I'm going to let her move to Thailand with my son. And he said, I actually think that's really nice and noble of you. However, he's only two. Why don't you do it for when school starts? So tell her that when he's four, tell her, okay, next year you can move to Thailand and do this. And I said, oh, that's actually a good idea. That makes sense. 2 days later, she doesn't return. She keeps him. And I file a case with the State Department. Nothing works. And that's it. But here's the part of the ayahuasca thing, is it said, no matter what you do, in this lifetime, you don't get to see your son as much as you want until he chooses to see you, which will be either at 7, 12, or 18. And it was very clear about that. And again, you guys are stretched for time. I'm not going to get into all this minutia of how those numbers have actually synced up. He turned 7 this year. But yeah, it was the most supernatural experience I've ever had.
Premonition of sorts.
Yeah.
It was absolutely premonitory. But at the same time, it was the greatest journey of my life has been learning to let this happen and to not be angry about it and to not wake up every day. It's how I got remarried. It's how I have another kid.
Any contact at all from the ex?
As long as they thought the State Department was after them, they were religiously abiding by terms. As soon as I promised them that I dropped the case, because they said that that would be when they would start sharing him, they started tapering off calls, and now they refuse all emails and contact, and I haven't seen him since March. And I write emails regularly. I mail cards to him every 2 weeks. And I love him. He's my son. I know he knows me. We FaceTimed. He knows my name. He speaks English and Thai.
Wow.
It's heavy. It's heavy.
Fascinating. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, God, we've eaten up.
Just one, know, one last
it's
question.
Just so much time right now.
During your time on ayahuasca, was there any guidance or vision about a possible sellout show for the 2022 TMOS Live program?
I'm going to go home. I'm going to meditate. And I'm going to think about the three spinal cords of you wonderful gentlemen. And maybe I'll even add Pony Boy. And then I will also come up with the answer for that. But actually, I can already tell you, yes, you're going to sell out.
I got to follow. All right. Yes. We got to follow up with you, Mike. We do. We have to. We're up on two breaks here.
Yeah.
But really fascinating. I mean, riveting.
Wonderful. Mike.
Wonderful.
Caught
Mike.
Me by surprise. And I mean, it's just what an amazing story. And I bet you have a wonderful wife who's understanding about all of this and continued good luck with this. And I have a very open mind on all of this, and we have to go to break, and I don't even have time to let you say hi to anybody. So we'll check in with you next time, and we'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara
Show.
Good
job. It's me, California Twig.
What are you doing here?
When I'm not paying $47 for a gallon of gas, I get all of my Twitch needs from the Mike O'Meara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MearaShow.com and have your essentials delivered to the East Coast or the Best Coast or anywhere in between.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. In an effort to offset inflation, the Federal Reserve has turned up the heat with the biggest jump in interest rates since 1994. The days of ultra-low rates are behind us, but there are still opportunities out there within the mortgage industry. For example, 1/3 of all mortgages are carrying PMI. And with the double-digit appreciation last year, you can refinance to remove the PMI or take some of that cash out for any reason. My good friend Mark Livingstone let me know that when it comes to purchasing a home, the mortgage... Let me redo that.
Please.
I'm sorry. That doesn't make any sense. Mark Livingstone indicated that when you're purchasing a home, the mortgage lender you choose can be the difference between winning or losing your contract on that home.
Very true.
So true.
So you need to call Mark and his team at Cornerstone First Financial, whether it's a purchase or refinance. Call the good people at Cornerstone First Financial today, one of the longest running advertisers on our show. Call Cornerstone First Financial today, the number one choice of all TMOS listeners. Here's their number, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. That was fascinating, and now we got the news for you.
Yeah.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and we begin with Mr. Bean. Remember Mr. Bean in
Rowan
those movies?
Rowan Atkinson is his name?
Rowan Atkinson is absolutely spot on, and he has some thoughts on comedy and that I agree with. This is why I'm sharing this with you. Some people believe that comedians should always punch up, meaning they should only make fun of the powerful people. I was talking about this the other day.
Yes.
When I saw the comedian we were speaking of. But not everyone agrees with that. Mr. Bean's star, Rowan Atkinson, says, quote, "What if there's someone extremely smug, arrogant, aggressive, self-satisfied, who happens to be below in society? They're not all in houses of parliament or in the monarchies. There are lots of extremely smug and self-satisfied people in what would be deemed lower down in society who also deserve to be pulled up. In proper free society, you should be allowed to make jokes about absolutely anything." He adds this, quote, "It does seem to me that the job of comedy is to offend or have the potential to offend, and it cannot be drained of that potential." I agree with him 100%. Yeah. "Every joke has a victim. That's the definition of a joke. Someone or something or an idea is made to look ridiculous." So I thought that was just kind of cool because we were talking about it just the other day. Yeah. And of course, Mr. Bean, not really. Well, yeah, I mean, he poked fun in that British way that they do. You think of him as a silly comedian.
Bean is,
you
know, not my cup of tea, also, but he's made some good. He was in The Black Adder, I believe, which was very funny.
Absolutely.
And also,
very funny,
you know,
guy.
What?
Great
he
face.
He was really good in the Scooby-Doo movie. He played the villain in the Scooby-Doo movie. And, you know, it's a thankless job, but he did a great job.
Cosby is another comedian that we don't talk about that much anymore. "He might be a free man, but not everyone is convinced of his innocence. Jurors in a civil trial just ruled that he sexually assaulted a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975. Her name is Judy Huth, and she's 64 now, and she's $500,000 richer at Cosby's expense. The jury believed that Cosby intentionally caused her harm, reasonably believed that she was under 18 and was driven by unnatural or abnormal sexual interest in a minor. Cosby continues to deny any wrongdoing." So it just goes on and on.
I saw a picture of those 90 plus victims over his...
Yeah, some ridiculous amount.
Some really high
number. That's all
number.
He did.
Yeah.
That's how he did it. I mean, he didn't date. He didn't do, you know, that's what he did. That was his MO on the road. And, you know, and it goes on and on and on. And you'll probably see more of these. That's the way it goes. In April, when we learn that Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul will be returning their Breaking Bad characters, Walter White and Jesse Pinkman in Better Call Saul, well, Bob Odenkirk let it slip that their appearances will be more than just a quick cameo. In an interview with The Metro, he said, quote, "Seeing Brian and Aaron playing Walt and Jesse, it's not just one time, and it was great." The final season returns on July 11th. There are only 6 episodes left, and there's no word which ones Brian and Aaron are in. I'm sporadic with Better Call Saul. It's just...
I've watched every
it
episode.
It meanders
but
too much, right?
It is hot and cold. It is very
it's
much hot
and cold and goes all over the place.
And I root for
Breaking
it.
Breaking Bad. I do, too. I love Bob Odenkirk.
I love Bob Odenkirk.
The three of them on the screen, that's compelling.
Yeah.
It'll be compelling. Breaking Bad, you couldn't miss an episode.
No.
You just couldn't. You know, I
very
mean,
linear
it
in its storytelling, but there's so much going on in Better Call Saul. So
yeah, I mean, it's just kind of it goes off on a tangent here and there, kind of like the second episode of The Old Man. Sorry,
yesterday. Dear,
sorry about that, everybody. Yeah, no, I'm still with it.
Does Jeff Bridges have a black spine or a white spine?
I have no idea. There's a line in the movie Tommy Boy about how someone could sell a ketchup popsicle to someone in white gloves. Well, it only took about 25 years, but here it is, because that's what we do now. You can finally have a ketchup popsicle. French's has partnered with a Canadian popsicle company to create a ketchup popsicle called the French's Sickle. It's described as perfectly savory with a hint of salty sweetness.
What's it called?
The French's Sickle.
That's a clumsy portmanteau.
It's horrible. The whole thing's clumsy.
Yeah.
The bad news is you can only purchase it in pop-up locations in the Great White North.
I'd want to get it down here.
Yeah.
Well, they have provided a recipe so that you can bake them at home, Oscar.
Well, they're also doing another flavor that tastes like idiot, so try that.
There are only 4 ingredients, so it won't be torture. You know, and one of them is going to be ketchup.
I hope so. Tomatoes.
Yeah, thank you. Here's a safe, simple health test for older adults. I urge everybody to try this. You can try it at home or you can try it right now. Okay. It doesn't matter. Try to stand on one leg for 10 seconds. If you can't do it, no worries. You just might die within a decade. Researchers in Brazil just published the results of a study that found that adults between the ages of 51 and 75 who can't stand... Rob is... How's he doing?
Oh, my God. He's on the brink.
Yeah.
He made it.
I made it.
Barely.
Without any additional support,
are
twice as likely to die.
See you at your 64th, Mike.
There's no direct connection between the balance and one particular disease, although generally those who failed were in poor health, Many were obese, had heart disease or high blood pressure, so that might have contributed to the higher death rate among those who had bad balance. I can only do it on one leg, on one side. I can't do it on both.
Really?
So, strong yeah, side.
You're not ambidextrous. Is that anything?
That's funny.
Thank
that's
you.
About it. Funny.
If you fall internet. Down a lot, what you know? Bitcoin.
Yeah. Internet.
I did it like when I read this, it TikTok. Was maybe 1 o'clock in the morning because I stayed up super late last night and I almost fell and killed myself.
You know what you need is the dude walker.
Gave him away.
Yeah. All I think the we walkers? Sold him. Yeah.
What about your now, canes?
Now I got the cane. I got all of those.
Sure.
Now a little something, something. When you're a passenger in someone else's car, are you relaxed or are you white-knuckling it the whole time? For the average person, it's the second one. 53% of us always or often feel anxious about other people's driving. That includes people who are in the car as well as other drivers on the road. We don't even trust the one person you'd expect us to. 63% of people in relationships say their partner's driving makes them nervous. So how do we act when we're in the passenger seat with no control? First, 70% of us check to make sure everyone's in the car with a seatbelt on. 60% also keep their eye on the speedometer. And 52% often find themselves wishing the person driving would just slow down. The poll also found the top times we speed are when we're running late for something. Duh.
Duh.
I you find think? That if I drive duh, duh. Fast, I get there quicker.
When there's less traffic. Get that.
Sure.
And when we feel like we're just in a hurry. Okay. This poll was conducted by the Carlo O'Mara Center for Women Who Hate It When Their Husbands Drive. There you go. Thank you very much. That's it. We got to take a break. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. A quick break coming up. We're going to get into a health update from Rob Spiewak.
Good.
And we will postpone your wife's update till tomorrow.
Well, maybe I'll have more to tell you. She is currently at the doctor's office getting her headgear off. So
that's very, very exciting. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar, we were discussing new digs at Podville. Tony is now going to be moving into your office.
Tony, you're going to be living with the boss. What do you think?
On April 11th, Pony Boy Matt Bloom was asked to remove himself from his resident studio. Mm-hmm. That request came from his boss.
I would have to disagree.
With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the office of his friend Oscar Santana. Oscar! Can these two men share an office without driving each other crazy?
Yes. Follow their misadventures on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe today and don't miss the exciting saga of Oscar and Pony, the pod couple.
Ever forward, Mr. Bloom. Mr. Bloom, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's face it, if you need medical advice, you see a doctor.
Yes.
If you need legal counsel, you see a lawyer. You need to talk to experts. So, for investing, you've got to turn to Titan.
Titan.
Investing can be scary for a new investor. Growing up or growing long-term wealth isn't a do-it-yourself project.
No.
And you shouldn't just sit back and shoot for the average returns. With Titan, you have a personal investment team that researches and invests for you so that you can aim to outperform the market while giving you a courtside seat to become a smarter investor along the way. With Titan, you get access to strategies similar to those used by the 1% without having to be ultra wealthy or pay hefty fees. All it takes is $100 to get started. Just deposit your money and select a portfolio you want to invest in. That's it. Check out Titan if you want to aim to be the smartest, wealthiest investor you've ever been. Go to titan.com/TMOS to get $50 when you invest with Titan. You must go to this URL or you will not get that $50. And they won't know that we sent you. That's $50 when you go to titan.com/TMOS and invest with Titan. This is a sponsored podcast ad. Oscar is a client of Titan and invested in the opportunities portfolio. So there we are. Welcome back, back, back. Right before the show, we always have a little meeting and we kind of go over the stuff we're going to touch base on. I said we're going to talk about your wife today because she just recently went under the knife. And
yes.
Rob at the very end said, I've got a little update on myself too, which means MRI results, it sounds to me like.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the MRI results rolled in last night from the clinic and I heard from my doctor this morning. And what is fantastic is... A, I was pleased to say, C, that I don't have to have another MRI. He saw what he needed to see.
What did he see?
I have no signs of iron overload. When there are iron deposits, this can be due to the iron overload condition. but it's also an indication of cancer risk of the liver. So absence of iron overload is a good education or a good indication your liver is doing okay. And here's a bonus. The MRI showed that I no longer suffer from fatty liver at all.
My God.
So
what about scarring or any damage?
There is something called regenerative nodules that are normally quite benign. He's sending the MRI to the liver specialist to get a double check on it. But he said it's not anything I'd worry about at this time.
So it's not Luray Cavern.
No, no.
Not a tremendous amount of scarring and nastiness on the liver.
No.
But obviously your body warned you and you responded instantaneously.
The thing I say to this is, folks, it's never too late. This is never too, you can correct it. Here, how about this?
Wow.
Remember when I was suffering from the anemia, my hemoglobin was around 7? As of this week.
Explain what that is to everybody. Okay.
Hemoglobin is your blood count, essentially. And make sure that if you get down much below a 7 in your hemoglobin count, they're going to give you a transfusion of blood, which is a temporary and quite severe fix to anemia for a blood loss. I was at a 7 on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. As of yesterday, 13.5, and the standard range is 13 to 17. So my hemoglobin is that of an average person now.
Wow.
Congratulations. That's
there's one other thing that's amazing. This blew my mind. All this from ayahuasca? Yeah, all of it from licking the toad.
Wow. One trip to Ecuador and look at him.
Hemoglobin A1C is what they use to determine your risk of diabetes.
Yeah, I've seen this on all the commercials.
They always talk about A1C. Yeah. My A1C has been as high as a 10.3.
Which means what?
That means diabetic. Diabetic is anything over 6.4.
Holy smokes.
If you're between 5.7 and 6.4, you're pre-diabetic. I was up to a 10 when I was admitted to the hospital, solidly diabetic at a 7.7. My blood that I gave on Monday came back. My hemoglobin A1C is a 5.3. I'm no longer pre-diabetic.
Mm. Oh, my God.
It's fantastic.
No more insulin for you, right?
We're going to have to work it because this is pre-diabetic with the insulin. But this can, once you lose the weight and work on your exercise and everything, this shows my body is still working.
Can they wean you off of that?
He's going to start looking into it. Remember, he gave me 1 year. He said, we're going to try to get you off the needle in a year. Yeah. And it's only been 3 months total. So I'm like ahead of schedule.
Great news.
Just happy, happy all around.
That is the best.
Best birthday present.
That is.
And I don't need
a guest book for the show.
Don't need to get to the liver specialist till November. I'm in the clear right now.
Beautiful.
And he asked me. He says, "Are you continuing to diet?" I said, "Nah, I'm up to 340." And no, I actually said, yes, I've continued to diet.
Look at you.
Cliff clean. So he's very happy with the progress we've made.
You should be happy.
And I just got to restate it, folks. If you are worried about getting yourself checked out, if you have a sign of something going wrong, please go see a doctor.
Go.
It's always reversible.
Yeah, just go.
I mean, what I've done in the past 3 months is staggering to me. It's amazing.
Yeah, and you're still funny.
Well,
I thought his work performance
is still substandard, though.
Well, he's working on that.
You still eyes on the prize with that?
Of course.
You kick him in the ass. Now more than ever.
Yes.
I'm done. The softball treatment is over now.
Yeah, you're not done.
Now you kick him in the ass.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I'm talking to you, my Bolivian friend.
Yeah, no, we had a big talk. I want high performance. I literally said to him, I said, I'm proud of you. We're in the back.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Right outside of his office. And I said, see these numbers? These numbers mean that it's time for you to up your game in the other faction of your life, which is TMOS.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So
By the way, the title of today's show,
yes.
Ayahuasca.
Mm-hmm.
Just twice?
That's it. Twice.
Yes. Okay.
That's
very
it.
Good.
Yes.
But I can help with that every day.
And then we hugged.
Yes, we did.
And then smooched.
It was just a little peck on the neck, but it's really.
It's amazing.
You're taller.
It was in the crook of my neck, Mike, right here. It was so cool because that MRI was the last big piece of the puzzle. And to say I was nervous is an understatement because everything was looking good And I just wanted to make sure that that backed it up.
I'm
and it
so
did.
Proud of you,
and
man.
And it did. So we're
that
good.
Is, this is huge. That,
I mean,
don't get
you
happy,
changed
though.
Your life.
No.
Don't go home.
No, no.
And then just say, maybe I'll have a pitcher.
Do you miss the? How much do you miss the hooch?
Not much. Not at all. Food is hard, man. Food is really hard.
Right, right. I think it's harder than booze or anything else.
Yeah, like and I don't
except
think,
for when I was on heroin. I missed that too. Yeah.
Well,
it was Honey Smacks though.
I was on
Sugar Smacks and heroin.
I was on ayahuasca for a long time, and I knew I had a problem when I couldn't remember which direction to leave the circle.
Got it. Got it.
Second mm-hmm. callback. Got it, got it. No, it's I don't incredible. Miss. I don't miss the booze. It's
what's the food you miss, like the most
carbs. Oh, really? I'd love to make a sandwich.
He did look, I had a piece of bread for Santos, and I thought that Rob was going to take it from my hand.
I was about to run. I showed you my paw. Yeah. I went like this.
You're like,
I was eating that cheeseburger
so
today.
Good. Double cheeseburger. Double.
Mm. You know, I know how bad it is, and you know, putting that in the American diet. You know, when you really do a deep dive, it's a. But by God, my God, you know. So
well,
I,
you know,
I'm going,
you can do an occasional cheeseburger if you forego the roll.
Yeah, where's the fun in that?
It's not a lot of fun.
How great is that? So I'm laughing with my fat guy at the drugstore when I was picking up my antidepressant. And he says to me, I look at him, right? It's hard to see him completely through the window. And
right.
I look at him and I said, I cheated on my wife today. And he goes, what? stopped him in his tracks. I said, whoa. Yeah, I had a cheeseburger and fries about 5 minutes ago. Yeah. He laughs. Rated PG. It was.
You ever step way outside your marriage? And then he smiled at you.
All shtick aside, we love you, man.
Love you,
love
guys.
You, Rob.
Super you guys have stuck with me, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Tomorrow, we find out about the other half and see how she's doing.
So much thread. Lots of thread.
Lots going on in the Spiewak household. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, hello.
Has this ever happened to you?
This guy saw me running. He's closing the door, pretending like he hasn't seen me as Dick. I'm yelling.
Step up to a new experience in airline travel that's made for a powerful, sophisticated business leader like you.
I buy, you fly.
Santana Airlines shows you the difference between getting where you're going and leading the way.
It's not like we're in a hurry to go anywhere.
Santana Airlines, where everyone is treated like a CEO.
I'm a CEO.
I'm the president, she's vice president.
And as you enjoy the synergy of the amazing skies, use what little bandwidth you think is actionable and circle back to the amazing deals at the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center.
Leverage the value proposition of that low-hanging fruit. At the end of the day, it's a win-win. Just pivot and click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
It's amazing.
Hold that play!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Whether you're going to be the groom in a wedding party or a lucky guest, everyone wants to look their best for a wedding.
Yes.
We're getting into that time of year. With a custom-fitted suit from Indochino, you, my friends, that's like Jean-Pierre. Hello, my friends.
Is it weird when wedding season overlaps with birthday season for you?
No, because birthday season is always number one. Yeah, Indochino is going to make you look great, feel confident, enjoy the big day without fussing over your clothes. Listen. You can choose every detail on a suit, shirt, dinner jacket, and more at affordable prices that may surprise you. Indochino offers it all, and every piece is made the exact measurements. And you can customize every detail. Plus, they're always adding new pieces, so you can stay on trend in style. Explore their relaxed yet refined approach to spring suits with their new spring pastels. These suits look great.
They're gorgeous.
And Indochino suits start from just $429. Shirts begin at $79 with all customizations included. Oscar has used Indochino for years.
Shirt and
I
jacket.
Love my suit. My blue suit is fantastic. Easy online shopping and a perfect fit, and you're going to love yours. If you've got a big day coming up, getting the perfect look is no big deal with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using promo code TMOS at Indochino.com. That's $50 off a purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com. Promo code TMOS. Did I mention yesterday, first of all, Oscar, how are your rats? What's the latest on your
The rat cast.
How are your rats?
Well, I had to
know. The instructions I received from the gentleman from, I think it was Terminex.
Yeah, his name, Mike, is...
Orkin or Terminex, one of the two.
His name is Theodore Ratman.
He said that by Friday, which is tomorrow...
No. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Tomorrow's Thursday. I'm 2 days from now. Friday, I can seal the rat cast hole.
Rat cast.
But not beforehand. And I also can't wet the area where the hole is.
With urine?
With anything.
Okay.
Because that deactivates the gas.
So it's killing them.
Supposedly. Though.
Or driving them out of the hole.
For the rat cast still sees them bebopping around like it's Ratatouille 2.
You see, here's
Electric
the deal.
Boogaloo.
We used to, when we lived on the farming type area with my grandfather and grandma, they would get mice in the fall because they'd come in where it's warm. And the problem is
they were snowbirds.
If they they were like from Indiana. And
when did you get back? When did you get back? I don't remember when you got back. Are you she back yet? I don't know if she's back yet there. Oh, I love that. I love that new hairdo.
You have to be careful.
I love that new hairdo. Is that a crew cut?
You have to be careful when they die because they'll stink up the place. But Decon actually would dehydrate the mouse so bad that it would have very little odor when it was dead.
I don't think you worry about that. I don't think that can be the thing you worry about. They're telling you wait a couple of days and then seal up the hole.
Check your kitchen for scat.
Like, if the rats had got... Do the rats ever get inside? Is there anywhere they gnawed into the house at all?
Do they get inside?
Yeah, they got
in. Do they get in? They buy the
one the rat on our pillow?
Really?
2 years ago?
Yeah, I remember that.
I live a terrible existence.
Well...
This is my life.
So we'll have to wait till Monday to find out if maybe... But the rat cam, more pictures, please.
Well, I...
Love to see...
It's DirecTV channel 287.
I just wanted to say down here, one of the things we always wait for, right about now, it's official. Any people that are the snowbirds, as you went, you just mentioned, are officially back north now.
Okay.
Probably a lot earlier, but the roads are much less traveled. With that said, we still have senior citizens and we have rednecks down here.
Okay.
So yesterday, getting off one of the exits, I come upon this, a slow exit off on this particular road down here in Southwest Florida, where I see the police lights. I'm like, oh boy. Now I know I see the results of this accident and I know exactly what happened. What happened was up ahead of me, I see the wheels up above the ground, which means the car is flipped.
Yeah.
I see an SUV with four wheels in the air. Then I see a work truck that is driven down into the ditch. And then when I get past the accident, I see a small, like Corolla-like sedan that is completely crushed in the back.
Oh.
And I see a minivan with all the front damage. And I know exactly what happens.
You Columbo'd it. You were able to look at it and reverse engineer what happened.
And by the way, you don't see him often, but the senior citizen, the old minivan is a granddaddy's car for the kids when they come down.
Like a Dodge Caravan?
Yeah. It was obvious what happened, okay? That, you know, Festus is driving around in his caravan from 1985 and, you know, doesn't realize that, you know, I'm not trying to be racial or anything, but he doesn't realize that the young worker who's going to slay the dragon probably is just catching up to traffic and slamming his brakes on. And so he hits, and I saw the guy standing outside of his car.
Mm-hmm.
So his name was, use any Hispanic name you want to use.
Oh, it's my brother's name, Jose.
Jose is standing outside of his car that's been damaged. And then who really reaped the terrible situation was the traffic in back of them is the work truck that drives into the ditch. And then Muriel, who's just going to her doctor's appointment, rolls over her Ford Explorer.
But my
point is, folks, if you drive down.
Pretty good.
If you come to South Florida this time of year, just be careful on the highways and byways.
Yeah.
Because it is. I told Carla, I talked to her right before the show. I said, please be careful out there going to pick up Michael because it is bat ass crazy out here.
Yeah.
And it's just a combination of people
especially
speeding more.
Getting out of the Dairy Queen.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible because I had rats in my car. It was it was crazy. It was nasty. Hey, it's Sound Town.
All the snowbirds are back.
All the snowbirds
are back in Sound Town.
What happened? When you have a technical error running your board, that supersedes anything coming out of your mouth. Let's start again. Let's start from the very beginning and see how we can do this.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, give me the thing.
So you don't have to worry about closing the bit. Okay. I'll do that.
Okay.
Done it for 40 years, okay? Yeah, there were rats all over my car from Dairy Queen. Oh, I don't want to slander the good people at Dairy Queen. We got to take a break because Sound Town is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you enjoy that because Rob has curated a group of fantastic sounds that you're going to love, even though I can hardly hear the drums. But we'll be right back.
The latest bonus show offers up a smorgasbord of laughs. If you haven't heard it, here's what you missed.
What the actual...
Well, I mean, I'm tired of it as well, let's be honest.
Had a couple of glasses of wine last night.
I didn't.
Fairly sure that my dad and mom have done ayahuasca in their own time.
Is that when they decided to hang that picture in the bedroom? That's
just... Rob eats tater tots, only he limits himself to one plate of tater tots a month.
And did you know that the Burger King and the Dairy Queen were actually married? My mom used to make the most wonderful dessert. I don't know if you've ever had it. It's a urinal cake.
I think a Whopper is a treat.
Every TMOS bonus show has zesty comedy flavor seared in and is grilled to perfection. Order up a subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
You clap, I'm going to break your hands. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, I love my Harry's. Loved it this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Got a new one. I put a new blade cartridge in there.
Are you good for 10 months now?
I ordered my new blades, and they came in a couple of weeks ago, and I just replaced them, and it's so smooth. I just think their blades get better and better. Listen, don't mess with my morning routine. I use all the good stuff. I use the body wash. I use the shave gel. I use the razors. I love Harry's. Everything I like involves their amazing products.
I use it all.
Oh.
Razor, face wash, body wash, the best shave gel.
Look, the blades are great. I swear you won't know when to change them. And how about this? First-time Harry's customers can redeem a starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. That includes a 5-blade cartridge, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover to protect your blades on the go. That's a $13 value, all for just $3. And wait till you try the newly designed handle. I haven't tried that yet. It's killing me.
I've got it.
I have 12 handles around
the
house.
Now, the new guy, you feel it.
I used to as well.
You feel it.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it was vodka.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Thank you. Anyway, the best of the handle.
Feels so good.
You can't wait to shave again. I'm not a monster. I just have great taste. That's all there is to it. Remember, new look, same incredible offer. There's really never been a better time to give Harry's a try. Harry's. Just go to harrys.com/TMOS today to get your starter set for just $3. That's harrys.com/TMOS, people.
Sound.
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 We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
I know yesterday we talked a lot about John Cena. Today I'd like to throw a little love to The Rock.
Cool.
There was a school for disabled kids, and you know my wife works with special needs kids, so it means a lot to me. They sent an invitation to Dwayne The Rock Johnson to come to their end of year party, and he couldn't make it, which is not to be, you know, not to be unexpected. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a very busy man. But what he did do is made a video for them and sent every student in the class a gift pack that included an Xbox.
Whoa.
Oh, that's sweet.
But anyway,
that's very, very
here's
cool.
Part of The Rock's video, and I believe the reaction very of the special. Teacher.
Yeah. I love the video. I loved everybody's performances. I also want to take a moment to shout out all the incredible student peers.
All right, stop The Rock. Stop The Rock, please.
Okay, on video,
what we
see from our studio, our vantage point, there's Michael. Hi, Michael. And he's got a cartoon-sized lobster.
Yes.
In his hand. Lobster, that's a lobster.
It's dripping on me. All right, buddy boy. Thank you. Is that
is it treat birthday? Day?
Yes. Is it treat day? Is that birthday dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Mama. Thank you very
much. That's so sweet.
Oh.
That is
come
so
in here
sweet.
Good
and
for
share
you.
The look.
Yeah.
Look at the look. This is the look
What's
I got.
The look?
This is the look. Look right here. Go ahead. Lean
it's
in.
It's lobster in. Time.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. She's upset. Yeah. She's upset. She's upset. She's upset.
A little bit.
Yeah, because she was going to treat you tonight.
Yeah.
But you treated yourself.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
You ate like a hog.
Hi.
Oh. I ate like a hog. We're finishing
You ruined birthday dinner.
Oh.
Okay.
No, not at all.
I didn't.
He did, Rob. No, he elevated birthday dinner.
Oh, okay. Are you hungry?
Yes, very much so.
Of course you are.
Oh, come on.
All right, thank you. I'm finishing the show, okay? Shut the door behind you.
It was just a snack.
That's all? Right. You know, okay. It's an appetizer. Oh, Mike, this is disappointing. All I have is the live version of Can You Feel It by the Jacksons.
Oh.
No. So horrible.
Doesn't work. Sorry.
Well, the other one doesn't work either. It's just a horrible song.
I know. I really am in trouble.
No, you're not.
Yeah, because she had a wonderful, like, yeah, you know, okay. And you've ruined it.
I understand.
What you should do is have her
by myself all day.
You should have her put her hand on your stomach and tell her, can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel
my cheeseburger? Can you feel it? All right, turn this off, please.
Here's The Rock one more time. This is a reset.
I love the video. I loved everybody's performances. I also want to take a moment to shout out all the incredible student peers. Yours truly was once never part of the National Honor Society because you guys are way smarter than I am.
This day means so much to us just because we got to see their faces light up.
This is for real. She said it for you.
They're gonna have this memory for the rest of their lives, and this is the best day of my career.
There's nothing better than someone using their power for good like that. Isn't that
amen? Way to go, Rock. Good love job. It.
Now, I am an old queen. No one will deny this, but I had read about this. I didn't know it existed until it surfaced on YouTube a few days ago. Margaret Hamilton, who played the Wicked Witch of the West in the original Wizard of Oz in 1939.
Gulch.
Yeah, she played Mrs. Gulch, Elmira Gulch, and also the Wicked Witch of the West, did a segment on Sesame Street that after they filmed it was deemed too scary for kids. Mm. So really? They shelved it. But she had the green facial makeup and everything. Now, this is some 30 years after they made the movie. Wow.
You're not Queenie for this. This is The Wizard of Oz. This is pop culture, like, gods.
It's
right
cinema.
Here.
So actually, this is 37 years after the movie was made. This is 1976. What's so cool about this is she sounds exactly like she did in the original movie. Here's a small clip. You can watch the whole episode on YouTube. But here's Margaret Hamilton.
Lady, look, you got to be more careful with this broom. You know, wait a minute.
It's my broom.
What? That may
be true. Be careful with anything.
You do, because that thing almost came right out of the sky and almost hit me right in the head.
Well, that was the wind. It was not me.
Well, you have to be more careful.
Well, I have. That doesn't do with be careful.
Calm down.
Let me have it.
You can't have the broom.
All right, hold on. Hold on.
Stop. You can't have
the broom. What's the actor doing? They're
talking
all over it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of improv.
No, he's talking all over her.
Yeah.
He's ruining it.
No,
the actor?
I think there was actually two Sesame Street regulars that were talking to her. I think one of them might have been Maria.
It's hard to tell what's happening, though.
I have no idea what's happening.
Okay, what happened is, if you watch the entire plot, the difficult plot line for the toddler is this, is that she drops her broom out of the sky, and according to lore, a witch can't have her broom back if it's being touched by someone else.
Ooh.
So she's trying to recover her broom, you see. But let's see how it finishes up.
You can't have the broom until you come.
Let me have it.
You can't have the broom until you show me a little respect.
Oh, yes, I can.
No, you can't. Oh, I forgot. I can't so much as lay a finger on that broom as long as somebody else is holding on to it.
Not bad to be able to conjure up that voice.
The back end.
But as a child who grew up with that film and was terrified.
We all
were. She was terrified.
Yes.
She was she's always been the definitive witch.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I've seen the trailers for the new Ethan Hawke movie. Mm. I don't know if you've seen the trailers for that. Oh, my God. Talk about a scary horror movie. I think it's called The Black Phone. Oh, boy. Scary.
We had a black phone at WJFK. Whenever it rang, it was Miss Bobby.
Yeah. It wasn't Tom Gavin?
No, he didn't have. That was one number he didn't have.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And let's close with this, Mike. I know you love your air travel. American Airlines is cutting back. Do you find this sad?
Oh, yeah. It's surprising.
Yes. Let's close with this.
American Airlines has announced that it will no longer service Toledo, Ohio due to a pilot shortage, despite being the only commercial carrier to service the city. So if you have to go to Toledo, I have even more bad news.
So I guess we won't see you in Toledo.
Oh, what a shame. Yeah. That's terrible. Oh, my God. That's it. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to our wonderfully esoteric guest,
so good,
Mike Oppenheim.
He'll be back to tell us the color of our spines.
We might have to follow. I need to follow up with that guy a little bit.
I need a private reading.
Private reading.
And what happens between you and the lady in the room stays between you and the lady.
I'd rather know what my spine's all about and then divulge it to you. I don't need. You know.
I don't think I need to talk to him until I'm able to stand on one leg better. We got to get out of here. We'll see
that's
you
your spine. That's the
tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Mike O'Meara, radio entertainment.
It's all a big nothing. What makes you think you're so special?
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
You know what you are?
A hoot.
With a capital H, that's what you are.